Welcome to Real Flix Reviews. We're like the book club for people who hate reading. This month we're doing Grab Bag, so James picked the movie The Game, made in 1997. He also picked Magicians Season 1, Episode 1. And this week we have Jonathan Charney, James Hello. Stevens, and Ryan Preston. Here's the description for The Game, made in 1997. Nicholas Van Orton is a very wealthy San Francisco banker. He is an absolute loner, even spending his birthday alone. In the year of his 48th birthday, the age his father committed suicide, his brother Conrad, who has gone long ago and surrendered to his addictions of all kinds. That's literally what it says.
Jesus.
And I'm still trying to figure out how you get all that much out of the minute and a half you see his brother. So I give this movie a 3 out of 5. It should just be entitled "The Shit They Do to Michael Douglas." this is all really what this is about, him volunteering to be fucked with.
You know, I saw this movie when it got released on DVD back in VHS. Correction.
Way back when?
Yeah, back when it like got released, what, almost a year after it came out in theaters?
So, 98.
So, and I always thought this thing was just a jacked up movie. You know, honestly. I'm not going quite with John on a 3. I think it actually only deserves like a 2, 2.5. I think I'm going to go with the 2.5 just to be nice.
Wow, and I thought I was being generous.
But it was just a movie in my list that I put together, 5 years ago?
Something like that.
And it's just been sitting there. So, I'm going with a 2.5. Ryan?
I will give it a 3. Only because to the right person, this is kind of a cool movie, you know, more conceptually than really the execution, because the execution and some of the ways they tried to pull things off were just, you know, you watch them a couple of times, you're like, oh, wow, this is just the most far-fetched thing of all time.
Yeah.
See, I watched this movie a couple of days ago, and it's on the verge of being forgettable. So much so, I'm trying to remember the movie as we speak.
You know, and that's the thing. Hold on, I just want to jump in. The notes I have on it, it's like the worst birthday present of all time. And it's like they just went, you know, a bit too far, and I actually would have actually killed somebody. I probably would have gone barehanded and killed somebody.
Right. I love how all the people are like, oh, The Game was awesome. You're going to love it. I'm thinking, no. If you're not telling me what it is.
I like that because you don't know it up front, but they're all sort of speaking retrospectively. And it was one of those like, oh, it's kind of a life-changing experience, especially for the corporate elite, you know, like these guys are.
People just like to be tortured or torturing people? I mean, are we going too hostile now?
I imagine it's just the idea of getting something you don't otherwise get, you know?
What, excitement?
So, yeah, exactly. You know, you sit in board meetings all day. I imagine you yearn for a little bit of that, but it has to happen sort of organically the way that it is, which kind of brings me to the ridiculous nature of this movie.
Yeah.
And I mean the nature of this movie is ridiculous because there's way too many X factors. Like James said, he'd probably end up killing somebody.
And the fact you have to guarantee that everybody is voluntarily playing along, like the guy who was doing the business deal in, and he busts into his hotel room, throws those pictures on his table.
Wasn't playing part of the game. He even said that at the end. He didn't know what the hell was going on.
I just, you know, there's so many ifs.
I mean, he just has Michael Douglas throwing nudie pictures all over his table in front of his wife and daughter.
And how exactly did they get Michael Douglas to play along? Did they drug him?
Well, in some cases.
Yeah.
They
actually did when they left him in Mexico.
Yeah. Honestly. I don't think that was a lousy t-shirt.
Yeah.
I just, there's nothing about this movie to me that...
That was a really damn big shirt, too.
It really was, wasn't it? That's definitely a nightie.
Yeah. I mean, Michael Douglas isn't, like, skinny, but damn,
he was pretty in shape. They show him working out and shit.
Yeah, I mean, but Jesus, dude. I mean, like, that shirt was, like, I mean, are you trying to conceal a freaking AR?
Yeah, you know? But I mean, do you think this is one of those gifts that's more fun for the giver than it is for the than the receiver?
This is the ultimate prank gift. You get the guy to volunteer to sign up that we get to screw with him and potentially make himself jump off a building, which, hey, is the same way his dad died. That's not going to cause some mental issues.
Yeah, no therapy needed after that.
And I love, but also,
I mean, you know, really, how do you know what side of the roof? How are those squibs placed, you know, in the right places?
And the last part of it, I always kind of wondered, was everybody in on the fact there's this giant blow-up pad in the middle of a room for a reason? Or are they just going, oh, how fun, it's a giant blow-up mattress?
No, half the people were like, what the hell's that there for?
I mean, the funniest part to me, or one of them, was when he walked into that diner. It's like, anybody want to give me a ride? I have $18.47.
Yeah.
And he goes back to his house, and it says, house is up for auction. I mean, this really is how to screw with Michael Douglas.
Yeah. And I can definitely envision a scenario where one could do this, you know what I mean, in real life. Maybe not these specific things, but could really expensively mess with somebody.
How many
put them on some kind of an adventure or something like that?
How many multimillionaires / billionaires after this movie have tried this on each other?
No doubt there was some high-class company that started up on the low and then started, you know, doing some version of this. Yeah. I mean, it's the next step from an African safari, right?
I do have to say, I wanted to watch Falling Down afterwards just to make me feel better, because at least you get Michael Douglas getting vengeance. Because he's still...
Yeah, but see, I liked... That's kind of the reason that I like this movie, is the characters do kind of sell it. I like watching the corporate businessman sort of just fall to pieces, much like in the... You know, less of a middle management way, but kind of like Falling Down.
I still want to know what the cost of it all was. Yes.
Yeah, me too.
I like the fact his brother's like, you know, have fun.
I like the fact that he gave his brother so much shit in the beginning of the movie for being like some ne'er-do-well, and he still foot the bill for the, for however much that cost, which had to have been millions.
Yeah.
I wonder if that was what he was signing at the end with that paperwork?
Yeah.
When he's like, you want to split the bill? And the guy goes, yes. And you look at it going, because you know, in the back of his mind, he's probably thinking, after what I've went through.
Yeah, but I mean, apparently he's not
my
that
bank
shit.
If
he's able to cough up even half of what that must cost.
Now, the other thing I want to know is, how did they know which gun he was going to end up with?
Well, they had to have done...
That's what he's saying. There's so many
the
variables.
Most recon of all time.
And the other thing, since if you're using a blank, you can die with blanks. There's actors who have died with blanks.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking, you know, Michael Douglas, if he was even remotely close to his brother, would be picking up gray matter off the side of the building.
Well, it went through a bottle, too. The bottle must have helped.
Oh, no, it was a squib. Like, it's all planned, man. Oh. I don't. There's so many parts of this movie that really are forgettable to me. There's not.
Yeah. There's a lot that for me the film was slow, and I know they were trying to tell a story. And as Ryan said, basically Michael Douglas's fall into oblivion, basically. But I don't know. It just seemed that there were so many slow points.
This whole movie was slow to me. The pacing, I mean, they seem to make it the slower pace of a thriller, but without the entertainment factor to me. There are parts of it like, oh, cool, I want to see, and then you got it, and you're going, oh, okay, so they're making a rich man poor, and this is the next step. Yay.
Well, it was really trying to kind of draw that really hazy line between, is this really happening to him, or are these people ripping him off? And it was, you can tell it was all leading towards, you know, maybe not the jump off the roof and the birthday party, but something to that effect, you know. So it really didn't, you know, like hide its hand very well.
Total Recall did a lot better on the first one, not the second.
Yeah.
overall, I'm going to stick with my 3 out of 5 rating. I wouldn't say it's quite a 2. It's quite a 2.5 because it's kind of enjoyable seeing Michael Douglas screwed with as much. I wouldn't want it happen to me ever. Not to that extent. Because, I actually know how to check if a firearm's legitimately loaded.
Yeah.
So, what do you give it, James?
Yeah, I'm sticking with a 2.5. I mean, there is some, as Ryan said, it depends on the audience you're going for, but I don't think it's middle ground enough for a 3, but I don't think it's as horrible for a 2, so it's going to stick with a 2.5. I mean, it's not one that I would go out of my way to watch again.
Oh, no. Ryan?
I might have to amend for the 2.5. I mean, because I really can't defend this as a good movie, and even to the people who might get a kick out of it, you know, watching it the first time, it's still quite ridiculous. You know, it has Michael Douglas and Sean Penn, and that rules. But definitely not a big giant repeat watcher.
That was the other thing about this movie. Seeing Sean Penn, I'm sorry. Anytime I see him in a movie, I'm like, oh, I'm gonna hate.
But
this
you mean
movie.
I'm Sam? Never go full retard. Never.
Every time I see him in a movie, it happens. Like, I'm gonna hate this movie. Fuck, I'm right. He's in it. And I don't know. Maybe I just don't like him as a person. But every movie I've seen him in. Excuse me, almost every movie I've seen him in, I've hated. Now, I haven't found which movie he's in that I've liked, but there's got to be one.
Wasn't he in one of those surfer films? Which one was he in? Ryan, what surfer film was Sean Penn in?
He wasn't in Point Break.
No, he wasn't.
But no, he wasn't. All I'm thinking of is Spicoli.
Oh. No, there was another one. Anyways, we're going to hop off onto the Magicians, right?
Hold on.
Or you're doing something first. Okay.
So, ladies and gentlemen, we do have a Facebook page. Do you love us, hate us? Is there a movie you'd love us to do and get our spin on? Please let us know. Also, you can pause for the cause and donate to Old Guy Tech TV to help keep the lights on. The other thing we do have is we now have an audio version at Podbean, iTunes, Stitcher, and more.
All right. So, we went for the Magicians. And this one...
Can I go first?
Well, let me at least just... So what it came out this year, it's basically just a magician school.
It's a ripoff of Harry Potter, a lot of ways so far. The first episode, they have the Voldemort-esque bad guy who can somehow sneak on the school grounds through the mirror. And for a ripoff like this, it's... Honestly, the first episode's not bad. It also has a little bit of the Narnia a little bit in it.
I could see where you're going with that. I mean, instead of cupboard or what?
It's a clock.
It's a clock. Wardrobe.
So far, though, I'm at least because I want to watch the next couple episodes. I'm really impressed for basically being a ripoff and combination of two different things.
Well, the thing I wanted to mention is I was surprised. Now, it might have been just because I watched the game before I watched this one. it seemed slow. Did it not seem slow as a start?
It
did. I mean, the way they introduced them all in, you know, the on the road to Ivy League school and the background and kind of the history between the two that went in for their exams in the magic school, it seemed a bit like they were really taking the time to develop characters that they were hoping you could care about.
It definitely didn't...
Did it not seem that way?
Oh, no, totally. It definitely didn't go like I thought, because the first thing you saw the dude was in a mental institution.
This wasn't a CW episode show either, John.
Well, yeah, but I'm thinking...
throwing it out there, because I know how much Ryan loves the CW.
Well, I'm thinking, okay, because so the guy's in a mental institution, so everything is in his head. I'm cool with that. We'll see how it goes. And then it didn't go. It went more of the Patch Adams way, which I thought was an interesting twist. Was not what I was expecting.
You really just compared this to Patch Adams?
Yes. Eat that. Well, meant the far of Patch Adams actually getting out. You know? Because the other movie we've done that involved a mental institution didn't go well.
Wait, you mean One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest?
Yes.
Okay. Are we trying to refer to Clockwork Orange?
It didn't go well for him either.
You know, there's a lot of...
My Ludwig Vaughn! I mean, what do you think, Ryan?
Okay, apparently I missed the memo on that we were watching The Magician, so I didn't actually see it.
Okay, that's fine. That's adorable.
Isn't it?
Slightly interesting.
I mean, so, I actually do want to see the next episode. Now, on some of these, I've watched the next episode, and then I thought they blew their load on the entire first episode.
Are we back to Patch Adams again?
Oh, jeez. But, I mean, have you watched any more of them?
No, not yet.
I'm really intrigued. You know, the couple of questions, since we have a little bit more time than we normally do, is I wonder where they're going to go with his friend who all of a sudden believes in magic and is, like, going to the school of evil sorcery, would be my guess.
You mean with her jubilee powers?
Yeah. Yeah. It's like, oh, go boy, she's a sparkler.
Yeah, that's exactly what I thought, too. I don't know. I think it'd be interesting, you know, to see where they go with it. as far as, I was more intrigued by the Mothman.
Yes.
I mean, that was really strange. And I liked the way they finished it.
I was kind of expecting the half man, half goat, though.
I mean, okay. But I don't know. I mean, they basically have their Voldemort, you know, obviously the Mothman, and then he's got the little, I don't know what the hell is going on with those original magician school people.
I don't know. So a couple of questions was the
girl... I'd give it another episode or two.
So the girl who doesn't exist or whatever is an interesting twist. Well, you know what I mean. It was she's an interesting twist. Overall, I don't see this lasting over
season's already out, as far as I know. I think all of the episodes are out. I don't know if it looked like it came out beginning of January and ran. I don't know if they've been picked up for a second season yet.
Because it just, I don't know, the way it goes, it just doesn't feel like it's exciting enough. I'm going to have to give it a couple extra episodes, because I definitely was intrigued enough to watch it, which with me...
More so than Supergirl?
Yes. Supergirl I wanted to watch, because I'm always, you know, I love the Superman TV shows with George Reeves. I loved the one in the 80s.
Do you think they're going to bring in Brainiac Kid?
That'd be cool. They can fall in love. And
have little robot children, half Kryptonian things, whatever. Cyborgs! They'd be cyborgs. But would they technically be cyborgs? Because cyborgs are half human and she's not really human.
I think we need to carry on.
Wayward son. Next. I'm going to really torture John right now, guys.
Next week is our theater pick, so we are doing a movie that we've been waiting for quite a while. It's the Doctor Strange movie.
Yeah, I've been waiting longer than most.
And what was the TV show we're going to do?
You know, I got a couple options. I meant to run them by you, but I didn't.
I remember somebody asking before the show started.
So, you mean I listen to you? Yeah. Anyway, so we got a... I'm thinking either the Killjoys or haven't done Marco Polo yet, have we?
No.
All right. If I was to pick an episode of Marco Polo, it'd be episode 3 of season 1.
So it's season 1, episode 3?
Yes. And that's just a shot in the dark. I think that's the episode I'd be looking for.
And ladies and gentlemen, I gave the game an incredibly generous 3 out of 5. James gave it a much more deserving 2.5 out of 5. Ryan agreed with him at a 2.5 out of 5. Next week is Doctor Strange 2016, which is in theaters, along with Marco Polo Season 1, Episode 3. And as always, thank you for watching.
We'll be right back.